The idea is not new in its essence, but with the great power which has been put to it now and which is propagated by a huge machine of the Christian, I mean Catholic and Protestant press, and which is forced onto the minds of all people. It is the idea of one God in all religions. It turns out that there is one God in all religions, and everybody worships Him. Of course, everyone worships Him in their own way, but it's no wonder, but we all worship one God. And thus, all the religions in their essence are one single religion, but it has different manifestations. These are just variations and nothing more. But in reality, the main elements are the same. Nothing is new. And the same is here. They state categorically that there is one God in all religions. It turns out that Apostle Paul was so wrong when he said to pagans, who were of course full of religious worshipping of gods, he wrote, "I don't want you to worship demons." How is it possible? Didn't they worship the same God? Do you see? Christianity fought the paganism with great force, not with the physical force, no, but with the force of ideas. It showed the untruthfulness of it. Why did they have to fight it? It's an irreconcilable confrontation. Apostle Paul put it so well. He said, "We preach Christ crucified to the Jews, a stumbling block, for sure, and to the Greeks, meaning all the other religions, foolishness." I just read to you. He can't be a captain. Nobody will worship a crucified man. Nobody needs him. Indeed, this idea, as if there is one God in all religions, this idea works against Christianity to the greatest extent. It is opposed to Christianity, because as for the other religions, they take it easily, maybe except for Islam, but let alone Christianity. If Christianity and other religions worship the same God, what will we turn Jesus Christ into? This image of the Heavenly Father, this image of God, because God is the Spirit and He can't manifest Himself, but He manifested Himself in Jesus Christ. He showed Himself to the extent it was possible. He is the Son of God. He is our God. Via Him we confess and we get to know our Heavenly Father, our God who is the Spirit. And now they tell us that Jesus Christ equals to anybody or to anything. And this idea is implemented with a great force, and again, the main driving power is Vatican. In 1986, John Paul II organized the first international meeting of the representatives of the all religions of the world in Assisi, where they were supposed to pray for peace. Everyone was supposed to pray for peace. What hypocrisy! They will be praying for peace. Shamans together with the Pope. And so it happened indeed. But there in Assisi, everyone prayed separately. And now, because these conferences are an annual event, and now they pray all together as the brethren. And furthermore, the most amazing thing is to these conferences of the representatives of the all religions of the world, the atheists are invited. It's an open question to what God they pray, but the fact is the fact. What is going on? I keep calling it secularization, meaning that for a secular person it doesn't matter to what God you pray and who you worship, it doesn't matter for them. The main thing is what? As Saint Father Дорофей said, repeating the words by John theologian, for all that is in the world, the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Or we can put them differently, voluptuousness, avarice, and aspiration to glory. So, what do people aim for? What do they live with if they are not a Christian? Of course, with all of this, with voluptuousness, avarice, and aspiration to glory, because it is the fullness of the secular life. And now it turns out that Vatican is the main and powerful driving force which implements the idea of one God in all religions in the minds of even Christians themselves. By the way, you should keep in mind that this idea is accepted very easily by people who know nothing about Christianity. Of course, if they know nothing, why should it matter? Once I was flying in a plane, and there was a woman next to me who said, well, I go to the church of any religion dependent on where I fly, so it doesn't matter for me. So it was hopeless trying to talk to her, because it is the common conscience. Such people forget the following thing, that God of a particular religion is the ideal or a norm of my life. And that's why the things that my God says are the things I should do. So my morals, my spiritual state are defined by God. So who is the God of every religion? Please pay attention. In every religion, there is its own particular image, understanding of God, of the God who is somewhere out there, and they feel Him intuitively. So please remember, the God of every religion is the image of God and not the God Himself. And to which extent this image of God corresponds to the actual real God who exists is one of the most important questions. At least, even without any researches, we can say one thing for sure, that Christianity strongly rejected all the ideas of God that it came across in its history. Apostles rejected all of this so strongly, and the fought back in fallacies, and they met the martyrdom, death. Why did they do it if it didn't matter? So all the religions have different images of God, and not that one God who actually exists is their God. So this is such a substitute and a lie. It turns out that all the religions worship one and the same God. I'm sorry, but no. Every religion worships its own God, and there are as many gods as there are religions. In 2014, in the solemn atmosphere on the 31st of June, in São Paulo, in Brazil, a solemn inauguration of the Temple of Solomon of the World Church of the Kingdom of God. It's the largest temple of Brazil and one of the largest temples of the world, with the holding capacity of about 10,000 people at once. What kind of a temple is it? By the way, here's what is curious. You can find it on the internet. At the inauguration of the temple, the president of Brazil was present, as well as all the governors, the mayors of the cities, all the stars of theater, sports, and so on, the greatest business people. So it was a huge show. The Temple of Solomon was opened. But what kind of a temple? I will read out to you now what the pastor of this temple said. We didn't just want to build some historical monument in honor of some religion. So, no religion. And then, all the structure is the copy of the Temple of Solomon. Just a second. So, is it no religion, or the Temple of Solomon is a very famous religion? Isn't it a contradiction? The structure of the copy of the Temple of Solomon in São Paulo was built for people to be able to come back to the biblical times and to absorb the pure faith without any religious additives. So, what does it mean to observe the pure faith without any religious additives? So, is he crazy or what? Without any religious additives which attract the God and bring the results. The temple is open for all the people who confess any religion. Right, so any religion, it will be open for all nations and for those who want to meet the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So it's unbelievable. It's some inner contradiction. So no religion, it says first, and then comes the Temple of Solomon. Then he says it's for all the religions, and then it's for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Isn't it interesting? It was a huge show. You can open the internet and just look at it. There were 10,000 people. 6 people in white clothing were carrying Ark of the Covenant, and they say it's of no religion. So it's an unbelievable fact. So all the elite of Brazil is present there. And such an interesting ceremony takes place. It is spectacular. So what sort of a religion is it? So it's the religion of all the nations, and at the same time it's the Temple of Solomon. It's about God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. So it's the unity of contradictions. It seems there are all religions and conspicuous Judaism. They are even carrying the Ark of the Covenant. How can it be understood? Indeed, it is a very strange fact. But it's only strange for those who didn't read the Gospel, because in the New Testament, you remember that there were 2 parties in Judaism, Pharisees and Sadducees, and the former believed in everything, and the latter, as you can remember, they believed in nothing. They didn't believe in immortality, in angels or soul existence, so they were atheists. But anyway, they were in the same Sanhedrin and synagogue. So Judaism was already an ideology at that time, and it united the sincere faith in God opened to Moses and atheism. So it's such an interesting phenomenon, and we can see this temple in San Paolo, and judging by the words of the pastor, it corresponds to this idea of the Judaism that we can find in the New Testament, in Gospel. So it was the union of Pharisees and Sadducees who were disputing, arguing, waging wars against each other, but anyway, they were in one, I wanted to say religion, but no, it's not a religion, it's an ideology, because their religious or atheistic beliefs are secondary here, and something else is primary here. What's primary here? It's the messianic idea which unites the 2 poles, the religious one and the atheistic one. And here in San Paolo, we see the realization of this idea of the Temple of Solomon. And What's surprising is that all the elite of Brazil gathered for it. So why? Well, they built some temple, and Brazil is a Catholic state, by the way. No. So all the elite gathered there. In this temple, and this temple, it became the symbol of the idea of creation of the only religion of the future, as Father Seraphim Rose said. He even wrote a book on it. So it's the only religion of the future. So that's what it is supposed to be like, and it has already started its existence. It's the only religion of the future, and there will be no Christianity. It's already obvious.